From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Joining us here at our pristine and luxurious headquarters in Hollywood, where marijuana is not only legal at some establishments here, it's required to get in. And I'd say, you know, last week I mentioned that there's scientific evidence now that cannabis could help ward off the COVID, but it also, according to researchers at the National Primate Research Center in Oregon, may decrease testicular function, which... Yeah, it decreases every function. That's kind of the point of the whole thing. But they did a study on monkeys. They gave the monkeys doses of THC every day and collected their sperm samples. And man, those were some happy monkeys. I mean, you know, being a lab animal, it doesn't get better than that. Except for the part where their testicles got smaller and their sperm went to sleep. And that's what happens. They say this is probably nothing new, and that the effect just likely wasn't noticed before. Because, you know, when you say, do you think my balls look smaller? It just sounds like something someone who's high would say. But that said, and I'm no doctor, but Snoop Dogg has 4 children. Willie Nelson fathered 8 children. Bob Marley had 11 kids, so... You should be okay, is what I'm saying. You only have the one kid, right?
Yeah, but I only drink tequila.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen evidence to the contrary, but... We're learning more about this new version of Omicron that's making the rounds at an even faster rate than the original Omicron. The new variant is said to be so contagious, none of you should be here. That's how contagious it is. It's... Probably shouldn't even be watching this show at home right now. The good news is Omicron BA2, as they call it, doesn't appear to be more severe when it comes to symptoms. You know, these variants, all the different variants, it reminds me of the boy bands in the late 90s and the early 2000s, you know? You had the big ones like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and then that mutated into O-Town and 98 Degrees, and we had the Joe Bros popped up, Big Time Rush. They kept splitting off in different directions, eventually One Direction. And they took pieces, and it popped up all over the world until eventually we get to one that's so contagious it destroys all life on Earth. Another very important news. You know, everyone at Fox is going crazy about the M&Ms, the characters getting new shoes or whatever? Well, now they're mad about Minnie Mouse. So to mark the 30th anniversary of Disneyland in Paris, Stella McCartney, the designer, gave Minnie a new look. She designed a pantsuit for the month, and no one was more upset than Candace Owens, who sees this as yet another attempt by the left to tear this country apart.
I mean, look, this is why people don't take these people seriously. They're taking all of these things that nobody was offended by. It's like they have to get rid of them and destroy them because they're bored. You know, they're absolutely bored. They're trying to destroy fabrics of our society, pretending that there's issues. So everybody looks over here. Look at Minnie Mouse. Don't look at inflation, Jesse. Look at Minnie Mouse. The world is going forward because you've got her in a pantsuit. Never mind that you can't get anything at the grocery store and you can't buy a piece of bacon unless you've got $30 in your pocket. At least we're addressing the real problem, which is Minnie Mouse.
That's right.
Yeah, except you're the only one talking about this. No one is talking about Minnie Mouse on the other channel. If Minnie Mouse getting a new outfit upsets you, I would recommend turning 4 years old. And by the way, be honest, if you saw a mouse wearing a pantsuit, that would be pretty awesome, right?
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.